A pretty suit, Daddy?
Yes, yes, it is.
Alex, if you don't like it, please say so now.
I like it.
Do you really like it?
Yes, yes, very attractive.
I think I better take it back.
Why?
Well, you're not very enthusiastic.
I said I liked it.
Well, I heard him say it.
Yeah, there's a difference between I like it and I like it. And I'm not sure I liked Daddy's I like it.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
Thank you, dear.
Well, I will get it.
Are you sure? It's very expensive.
Well, oh, shoot, operator.
Looks very nice on you, darling, and if you like it, you should buy it.
But you're the one who has to like it. Are you sure this collar suits me?
Yes, yes, it sets you off beautifully.
It's a telegram for you, Mom.
Oh. Don't hold your breath. One if by land, two if by sea. I adore you all. Molly. It's from Molly Duncan.
Well, who's she? The telegram sounds like counterintelligence.
Your mother went to high school with the legendary Molly Duncan.
And now, wherever smart women gather, one of them is wearing a Molly Duncan creation.
Oh, she rents clothes.
She's an internationally famous dress designer.
Can we assume from this coded message that Molly's going to pay us a visit?
I hope so. Oh, you'll just love her. She's irresistibly stimulating, but a little...
weird?
Not really. She's the warmest person I ever knew. But sort of,
cuckoo.
No. She has more vitality than any person I ever knew.
Well, she sounds fascinating, Mother. I read about her once in the papers. Well, wasn't she engaged to a duke?
That was just for a few days, dear. Molly Duncan. I haven't seen her in years. Well, oh, it's all right if I keep the suit, dear.
If you didn't, I'd leave home.
Oh, thank you, honey. It was on sale, and I couldn't return it anyway. Molly hasn't seen me in a long time. Do you think I've changed much, dear?
Honey, I'm sure she'll recognize you.
Well, those things are important to a woman, you know.
You know, you're just as lovely as the day I met you.
Oh, thank you, dear. But Molly's lived such a glamorous life. She's been everywhere. Paris, Rome, Stockholm, Caracas.
And you. Hilldale, St. Louis, Indianapolis.
Honey, I'm not envious. It's just that those cities have a ring about them. Shanghai.
Pittsburgh.
I wonder if Molly's ever seriously considered getting married. I guess she hasn't had time for that.
Well, darling, you'll find out everything when she gets here.
You know, I admit I'm a little nervous about her coming here. She's so chic and... all of her friends are well-groomed.
Oh, you don't exactly ride around town on a broomstick.
Oh, there's no comparison. Do you really like my suit?
Rio de Janeiro.
I guess I'm being silly. Molly isn't coming here to look at my wardrobe or see how much I've changed. Do you really think I haven't changed much?
Darling, you're the same sweet, lovely girl I married. Any changes have been for the better.
Molly!
Oh!
I'm so glad you
came. Come in.
I got some things for the baby. Molly, come in.
Let me look at you, Donna.
Oh, your hair. It used to be so long.
Oh, I know. What happened to your bangs?
The bangs had to go.
Oh. You just look wonderful. You kept your figure.
Oh, well, thank you.
It was the only one I had, Molly. You look just great.
Oh, well, I have to, you know. I'm the original model for Molly Duncan.
Oh, cold.
Oh, this is just standard equipment for my job, honey.
What a perfectly wonderful room. It's just charming.
Oh, well, thank you, dear.
It's just lovely. You're going to stay with us, of course.
Oh, no, dear, I can't. You see, I've scheduled a fashion show for downtown. It'll be much more convenient to stay at the hotel.
Well, we'll see you then.
Oh, you won't be able to get rid of me. We've got a lot of catching up to do. You must be Alex.
Molly? Hi, Molly.
Hi, Alex. Oh, I like him. I like him very much. I like the way he looks at you. Oh, but that chin. I know a chin like that.
Oh, does the chin have a name?
David.
David?
David is a doctor, just like Alex. And he's full of character, pride, and rock rib tradition. We're engaged, and I hate him.
Oh, Molly, that's wonderful. Are you going to marry him?
Well, I want to, desperately. Can you imagine me married to a small-town doctor? I'd be absolutely lost making my own curtains and my own butter cookies. And...
Madam, you've just described my wife.
I buy my curtains ready-made. I'm not talking about you. Too anybody can tell by looking at you that it's right for you. But I'm afraid after a while I'd hate it. And then David would hate me, and then we'd hate each other.
And you love him too much for that. Oh, Jeff, hey! Molly, these are our children. This is Mary and Jeff.
They're beautiful. Just beautiful. She looks just like you did when you were going to school. What a wonderful thing to watch yourself growing up all over again.
I'm so happy you came, Aunt Molly.
Oh, so am I, dear. Do you kiss boys?
Well, I think Jeff will make this an exception.
Boy.
He usually fights it like a tiger.
And I thought I was accomplishing something all this time. Oh, Donna, you have so much. If I thought for one moment that David and I could...
Well?
It was just an attack of sentiment. It'll pass. Donna, your children are just delightful.
Oh, thank you. They're good kids. Now, tell me about the Duke, the one you nearly married.
Well, the Duke, he was charming. But he was afflicted with a disease that had been in his family for nearly 300 years. He didn't want to work.
Donna, in a house of this size, do you need help or can you do your housework yourself?
I have a girl in once a week.
Well, what about the Maharaja?
I could never learn to love an elephant.
You know, Donna, I don't even know how to cook.
Well, what about the Texas oil man?
That's all he had, oil.
You mean they all fizzled out?
Not a real one in the lot.
But David, he's real.
Oh, yes, he's real enough, but he's so stubborn. Just because his father and his grandfather practiced medicine in this small town... He's a wonderful doctor. He'd be a big success in New York. And then I'd have what I need. Interesting people, the work I like. Do you know they still go on hay rides in that town?
Oh, Molly, it's possible to meet interesting people on a hay ride. Now tell me, why did you really come to Hilldale?
I told you. I had this fashion show scheduled, and I wanted to see you, meet your family. That's all.
Well, so far, what's your impression?
Oh, it's beautiful. But...
routine?
Good night, Mom.
Good night, honey. Don't forget to brush your teeth.
Oh, I did. Good night, Aunt Molly.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Mommy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Aunt Molly.
Good night, Angel. Don't forget, we're going shopping tomorrow.
How could I forget?
Now, remember, nothing fancy. It's just for school dance.
Oh, every woman should have one dress too elegant to wear in her closet. It's good for the morale.
Okay, good night, Mom.
Good night, honey. Now, that part of the routine I could like. Your life seems very complete. Tell me, whatever happened to your dream about being the world's greatest actress?
I goofed. But you didn't. You always wanted to be a top dress designer, and you are.
You know, you were awfully good. Everyone raved about you, Juliet.
Oh, that was just high school.
Do you ever have any regrets?
No. Not since I met Alex. I think that was the real dream I'd had all along. And about your Dr. David, now, will he wait for you? I'm sure he's very eligible.
Well, yes, he's eligible. I imagine every local belle in Calico is setting a trap for him as we speak.
Well, I hope you make up your mind before the trapping season's over.
Well, did you girls fill in the missing years?
Mm-hmm. From the Duke through David.
Molly thinks I kept my figure.
Well, I could have told you that.
Well, why didn't you?
I was waiting until you lost it to bring up the subject.
You know, I've decided that Molly's visit isn't an accident. It's a test.
What's she testing?
Well, life with David would be very much like ours, satisfying in most ways, but, you know, routine in others. Hmm. And I think she's seriously trying to decide if it would work for her.
Well, with all modesty, she couldn't have chosen a better subject.
Well, I'll either convince her she can be happy or she'll convince me I'm miserable.
Oh, Molly, I'm sorry I'm late, but my PTA meeting lasted longer than I expected.
I just got here myself.
Oh. It's new.
Very becoming.
Oh, Molly, what's wrong with it?
Nothing, dear. It's lovely. It's just that waistlines are back this year.
Let's order. I'm starving.
Well, maybe I can have it altered.
If you marry David, you'll have to resign yourself to being a season behind in waistlines.
Never. Wish that were the only sacrifice I had to make. I'd make it. You want a cocktail?
No, but you have one.
Oh. A doctor's wife like Caesar's has to be above suspicion, huh?
Oh, Molly, where did you get your idea of how a doctor's wife should live?
Well, from what I've seen, I'm not so far wrong. For instance...
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, hello, John. How's the new baby?
Just wonderful, thank you.
Oh, good. Molly, have you decided? Yes,
Dr. Stone sure licked that infection in a hurry. The next day, the kid was back to normal. Eating like a horse.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll have a silver fizz, please.
Silver fizz.
Do you get case histories on all of Alex's patients?
Oh, all parents like to talk about their children.
There's a very attractive man staring at you, Donna.
Can't be. There's a city ordinance against it.
Why, hello, Donna.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, Molly, Dr. Jim Folger. Miss Duncan.
How do you do, Doctor?
Miss Duncan.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Donna, I thought you'd like to know that your door-to-door committee has gone over its quota on the hospital fund.
Oh, wonderful.
And, gee, you're just doing a great job.
Door-to-door?
It means we can expand our clinic.
Oh, I see.
I want you to know just how grateful we really are.
Oh, thank you.
Please give my regards to Alex.
Oh, I will. And give my love to Sylvia.
I will, thank you. Molly, it was very nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Doc.
Bye, Jim. Do you have much of that fundraising to do?
Oh, just 3 or 4 times a year.
Donna, supposing I marry David and discover that I can't do this, that I'm unhappy.
Well, supposing you don't marry David and discover you're unhappy.
You know, if you were any kind of friend, you'd help me fight it. Why not? Because if you win, you lose.
I like this one. How about you, honey?
Oh, I love it, especially if you do.
Oh, you look just adorable.
Shall we try these on?
Oh, no, we've decided on this one.
Oh, thank you. I'll go change.
Okay.
Is this a cash or a charge?
Cash.
I suppose you've been told this often, that you have a very pretty daughter. And the resemblance is very strong.
Most people say she resembles her father.
I think that's only because fathers like to hear it.
Excuse me.
Are you trying to steal my daughter?
Well, I didn't want to go into a whole long explanation. Anyway, it's kind of nice thinking of her as my daughter.
Well, Mary will be delighted to hear she looks like you.
Oh, hi, Mommy.
Hi, honey. I know there is a resemblance. Now, Mary and Roger will drop you off at the Martins, and we'll pick you up there after dinner.
Okay, Mom.
Mary, does that boy know how lucky he is to be taking you to the dance?
Oh, he's a goof.
Oh, you and your goof. I think he's beginning to like it.
Have fun,
Mary.
Good night,
Mary.
Good
night,
Dad.
Good
night,
Mary.
Good
night,
honey.
Be home on time.
I will.
Good night,
Mom.
Have
fun, sweetheart.
Good night, kids. Good night, Dad. Well, honey, we better hurry. I made reservations at that Italian restaurant you like so much.
Oh, good.
Oh. Dr. Stone speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. Dorsey. Oh, well, how long ago did you take his temperature? Well, it's too soon to worry. There's a lot of it going around town. All right, I'll be over in about 10 minutes. All right, goodbye. Well, now the Dorsey kid has it. Shall I drop you at the restaurant and meet you later?
Honestly.
Every time we get ready to go out, Alex gets a phone call. I'm sick of it. I've had it.
Donna,
what are you saying? That's a sick child. Alex is a doctor. I just don't want to put up with it anymore. Molly, you're right. Being married to a doctor is no good. If I had it to do over again, I'd...
Donna, you don't mean that.
I do, and it's time I said it.
Now, Donna, let's not go through all this again.
Why not? Let Molly know the truth.
When you married Alex, you must have known this was a part of it.
Yes, but...
No buts about it. Listen to you complaining about an unimportant thing like an evening out. Why, you have a wonderful life. Donna, didn't it occur to you that if you want happiness, you've got to give up a few things for your man?
Do you think so?
Yes, I think...
You led me on.
Call David now.
Operator, long distance, please.
No, you've added the salt. It's the little things that move them. Now, you look very pretty, but overworked.
Donna, he's never going to believe I did all the shopping and preparing of this dinner.
Oh, I'll swear on a stack of groceries. Won't we, dear?
Yes, and don't forget to show him the blister you got from the stove.
You know, I may have waited too long. He didn't sound very enthusiastic on the phone.
Well, Molly, it was sudden. After all, darling, will you marry me? Would make any man stop and think.
What else do you do to carrots?
Add some butter.
He didn't say yes.
Well, he's coming over 400 miles to see you.
You aren't that good a cook.
Very good. What's the matter with it?
Nothing. It's fine. Molly, the first year of marriage, a husband is numb. And by the time he's recovered, you've learned to cook.
Hey, Aunt Molly, there's a fellow out there asking for you.
It's David.
Oh, my look.
housewifely. Oh. Come with me. Oh, darling. Oh, you're so pale. You've been overworking again.
Molly, you're looking very well.
Oh, David, I want you to meet the sweetest, happiest family in the world. And this is Donna, my dearest and oldest friend. Isn't she wonderful? Look at how she's kept her figure after all these years of marriage. Oh, it's nice to meet you, David.
Same here, Donna.
And this is Mary. Isn't she lovely? How do you do?
How do you do, Mary?
David and I have already introduced ourselves.
Well, me too. You know, Aunt Molly prepared the whole dinner, and she got a blister doing it.
Oh? See? Well, may I have a consultation, Doctor?
Would you excuse me, please? We have to turn off the gas.
All of us?
David is probably proposing to Molly.
Oh, I should hope so.
Yes. Hey, Mom.
Yes?
What's for dinner?
Where did this boy inherit all of his sentimentality?
Probably from me. I cry at weddings.
I know. You cried at ours.
Well, those were tears of joy.
That's what I told the guests, but I got some skeptical reactions.
He won't marry me.
He won't marry you?
Oh, Molly.
Molly, can't we discuss this without embarrassing the Stones?
No. He won't marry me.
Alex, say something.
What can I say?
Dr. Anderson, I think Molly is one of the sweetest persons I've ever met.
Thank you, dear. But he won't marry me.
David, since this has become a public issue, would you tell me why you won't marry Molly? You love her, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. Only, Molly has spent the last week here in an atmosphere of love and devotion.
That's us?
No, but what she's seen here, she suddenly wants it. Family, children, affection.
Well, isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Well?
Well, with Molly, it's a mood. How long will it last? She's just been exposed to the warmth of a family. There are other aspects of marriage.
Oh, David, Molly knows about the other things. Sameness, routine, sacrifices. We haven't spared her the unglamorous side of marriage.
Now, Donna, I don't think we should interfere in this any further.
Interfere? When Molly's happiness is at stake?
I think David is absolutely right. Oh, Molly is okay, but she just doesn't have the strength of character that a man expects in a wife.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I didn't say anything.
Molly is too self-centered and concerned about trivial things to be a doctor's wife.
You're the Benedict Arnold of medicine.
But you have no right to...
Oh, Molly has some good qualities, but they're not the qualities that a wife should have. You know, my advice to you, David, is to congratulate yourself on being out of it.
Are you going to let him go on saying things like that?
I'm sorry, Molly, but I'm afraid Alex is telling the truth. It's stated a little strongly, perhaps, but the truth, nevertheless.
Donna, not you, too.
You know, you're a lucky man, David, to find out now rather than make a mistake you'd regret for the rest of your life.
Well, now, who said anything about...
the unhappy fact is that Molly just doesn't have what it takes to be a doctor's wife, or anybody else's, for that matter.
No? Well, let me tell you something, Dr. Stone. You know, you may be a fine pediatrician, but you don't know anything about human nature.
What's human nature got to do with it?
Everything. I know Molly a lot better than you. She's a fine, wonderful girl, and I think you said a lot of things that are completely out of line. And I'm surprised that you don't. I thought you were Molly's friend.
I was just being honest.
Honest?
Now, look, David, we're talking about marriage. How can you take someone like Molly, a career woman, an executive, and expect her to understand...
That's just why she can do anything she makes her mind to do. Why, she has imagination, independence. Why, I wouldn't marry anybody but Molly.
I accept!
So there.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know, but I think it's called child psychology.
I call it reverse English.
widely used in billiard games and romance.
You know, darling, I just realized a lifetime ambition.
You did?
I got to play supporting role to the greatest actor of our time.
I mean, there's so much ham in here, I'm getting hungry. I'm going to raid the icebox.
Thank you.